was greater still. WJTL Brandon Lake, Greater Still. Laura Story, who is like our God? Good morning to you at 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. A happy Thursday to you. Weather-wise today, morning clouds, maybe finishing off this rain here. Afternoon sun, windy high 61. Get outside if you can. Tonight, cloudy, low 32. Tomorrow, a much cooler high of 42. Cloudy, there's a chance of morning snow, then rain throughout the day and windy. Saturday, clearing off, mostly cloudy, breezy, high 51. Sunday, we'll see some sunshine again and a high 52. It's 44 here at the Junction Center.
This morning, our friends from Lititz Area Mennonite School, Lambs are here, Keith Garner and Nicole Zimmerman. Good morning,
good morning.
Again, guys.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Keith, again, tell us about Lititz Area Mennonite School.
Lititz Area Mennonite School is in its 45th year this year,
wow.
Fred. And
wow.
we had record enrollment this year as well, which has been very
congratulations.
Exciting.
Congratulations. That's
and,
awesome.
We're found there at 1050 East Newport Road. Contact us at lambs.info or 717-626-9551.
And I saw pictures of videos. You got to tell me about the cereal box dominoes
cereal
thing you guys did.
Cereal box dominoes was amazing. From December until last Wednesday, we collected cereal boxes, and we collected over 1,500 cereal boxes. And then we lined the top floor of our building with dominoes in domino style. And
yeah.
Then we had the whole student body and all the teachers and staff were aligned as well inside. And then we started the domino effect on the stage. Went down the steps and out the door and all the way around the entire school. And the kids were all cheering as they went by.
That's amazing.
And all that cereal then was donated to Water Street Ministries.
Which I love.
Which was awesome. And we had Tim Deal from Water Street Ministries there videoing it. And it was just an awesome opportunity.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Student council idea.
Yeah.
Under the direction of Cereal Queen Carolyn Polonis and Brenton Culp. We call them the Cereal Queens.
I love that you have Cereal Queens.
We have Cereal Queens. Lambs.
And that's awesome. And Nicole Zimmerman with us today. She's the admissions counselor. Nicole, we talked earlier about your big Discover Lambs night, but tell us a little bit more about it. When's it coming up?
Yeah, so Discover Lambs is on March 9th at 6:30.
Yeah.
With it being our last open house of the year, it serves a dual purpose. It's for both new families and our current patron body. So our current patrons will come and they will get to visit their students' classes for the next school year. So it does build excitement within our student body for what the sneak peek is for what they're going to experience next year, meet the teachers and so on and so forth. And then at 6:30 that night, we welcome any new families, either those that have already enrolled or those that are just kind of looking to see if Lambs is a good fit for them. At 6:30, they'll come. And they'll hear a presentation from Mr. Garner about our school and what we have to offer. And then they will get to tour the building, meet the staff, meet the teachers, and get acquainted with the community that's there.
That's very awesome. It's coming up on March the 9th. Do folks need to enroll ahead of time or reserve a spot if they want to come?
They don't have to, but if they want to email me, they absolutely can, just to give me a heads up.
Sure. How can they email you?
Yep. nzimmerman@lambs.info.
That's easy enough, especially for people from
our
area. Zimmerman. That's easy. Or they can get the info at lambs.info, right?
Absolutely.
Very cool. I know both of you are looking forward to that.
We are. It's an exciting time because open houses used to be just cookies and refreshments and then people walking around the building that was pretty much empty. It's not the case anymore because they bring their families back. It's a whole family
That's
event.
Cool.
So it's just a whole different atmosphere. It's a
lot
of fun.
And will staff be wearing sweater vests is my question.
Well, you know what? We should think about that. Maybe that should be a requirement. They won't have to wear sweater vests.
The only way they'll wear it is if it's a requirement.
That's right.
No, they won't do it.
They did that to Audrey yesterday. But the rest of them probably go to Goodwill today and get rid of them again.
Get rid of them.
Maybe not. I'll collect them.
Every year, Goodwill says, it must have been Keith's birthday.
Aww.
Lambs.info is the place. March 9th, Discover Lambs Night. Guys, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. It's always great to come, Fred and Annie. Thank you for all you do for us.
Great to have you. Tell our
friends at Lambs. And one quick thing, you guys have a presentation coming up. As well, tell us, you mentioned it earlier.
Yes, class of 1912, the middle school drama. The class of 1912 happens at 1 and 7 on both Friday and Saturday this week, March 3rd and 4th. Come on out and see a great musical about the class of 1912.
Love it. Toby Mack and Zach Williams back to the music. This is Cornerstone on WJTL. Good morning.